Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
He was a college boy. He was a good man. But I was still connected to my high school boyfriend. So in college, you know, you have those breaks. I went home and saw my high school boyfriend. We ended up linking up and I got pregnant. And then I never wanted to have an abortion because I felt like people were using abortions like
birth control.
And I didn't respect that. So I said, you know what, God, I'm choosing not to have this child. And I have no regrets. I don't.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
Where are you on the spectrum when it comes to marriage?
I believe my happiness and my spiritual well-being trumps everything, right?
Wrong!
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. I get it. Your spiritualness and blah, 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 blah. Why can't you keep a man to save your life, Kendra? You're always going to speak from the bad faith argument of, I could be married or in a relationship and it'd be bad. No, look. Why can't you get a good one? Is the question. But let's let her cook. Let's let her microwave.
So again, I don't play with marriage. I do take it serious. So because I don't play with it, I have to meet a person where all things align. Marriage is very individual. Now, the 20-year-old Kendra I was talking about before, this is a whole different Kendra. I cannot not think about marriage without thinking about business. It's just my reality, right? It's just impossible. I run a company, you know? So there's so many things.
So we think about marriage and business. Go ahead and sum it up so we can wrap up. When you say, I cannot think about marriage without thinking about business.
Here's the reality. I don't wake up every... This is where we differ. Marriage, if I don't get married, I'm okay with that. Like, it's like my relationship status is not my worth, right? My worth is how do I show up? How do I show up in this world? Am I a good person? Am I happy?
Have you ever had a dream that you could do?
Stop it. You're hurting yourself.
You're not going to marry a man who has less money than you. Let's be real. You're going to marry a man who got his own bag. So you acting like you're a man and I got to protect my bag. That's why I don't know if I want to get married. It's poppycock. I mean, you always talk about how you date millionaires. So a millionaire ain't really looking to take your bag in a divorce. I mean, how often do men get into marriages who make millions of dollars to get a woman's money? It doesn't even make sense. Why can't you keep a boyfriend? Fuck marriage. Why can't you keep a man? Why is she going around the corner down the street to grandma's house just to answer the question, like, do you want to get married or not? She got to read you a whole book report, just yes or no. Nobody asked you all this. He didn't ask you, are you waking up stressing every day that you ain't married? That's not what he asked you. But I get why you got to do this. I get why you got to deflect. Most people want a partner in life. Most people want a companion in life, a romantic companion. And you do too. None of this stuff that you're saying is making us lose sight of that.
How do I show up in this world? Am I a good person? Am I happy? I don't want to go deep, but I watched my mother die. And when my mother died, that really taught me the essence of death. Now, I done lost jobs. I've been broken up with. I done got through it all.
Hold on, what? You said you've been broken up with? I specifically remember you saying you have never been broken up with.
I ain't never been dumped a day in my life. And that's a fact. Now, I have, and that's a fact. I have never been dumped a day in my life. And that's all I'm going to say that. There's not no man I ever have dealt with that has left me. So I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all track record, but that's not how it works over here.
I've been broken up with. I done got through it all. I've been broken up with. I done got through it all.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You about to be a 50-year-old woman. Yeah, marriage really doesn't matter anymore. You're not going to have a family. You're an old woman now. I mean, it really doesn't make any sense for any high-value man to marry you or even a Burger King worker to marry you. I guess for the lifestyle change. But yeah, you got to pay to play. 50-year-old woman with a big bag with millions. Yeah, You got to get you a Build-A-Bear and hope he don't take you for everything. I mean, get the prenup and hopefully it'll work out. The courts are going to be in favor of a woman. So, look, if you get a prenup, I'm sure it'll hold up.
I done got through it all. But when my mother died and watched her take her last breath, that was the bullet that got through the bulletproof vest that God gave me. And I was suicidal. I did not want to live. I never thought I would laugh again. I thought being happy would be an insult to my mother to learn how to live life without her. And I remember I was like, God, if I'm going to stay here on this planet, life got to be great. He's like, say less. And as time has progressed, I knew that me living was important for my mother. She didn't want me to be on this planet sulking. So I say this to say, I'm not going to waste a day in sorrow because I'm not married, because I'm not a mother. Today might be my last day. I like to make it to the end of the week, but there's no guarantee. So every moment I'm in, this is why you see Kendra happy. This is why you see her living a full life, because I know the opposite, which is death. So the difference for me is that's not what I think about every day. What I think about is am I in a spiritual well-being moment? Because I could be married. I can be married. Would I be happy?
Nobody gives a f*** about that. Right?
Marriage is not about being happy every day. So yeah, you shouldn't get married, Kendra. She don't know anything about that life. I mean, if your goal is to be happy every day, good luck. Because nobody's happy every day. You're not going to be happy every day if you never get a man. You're not going to be happy every day if you get a man. So it's just silly. It's a silly standard.
I can be married. Would I be happy? I don't know. I don't think so, actually. I don't think I've met. And these are wealthy men. Because people say, oh, you can't marry the man you want. No, I can marry the man you want. Because all y'all focus on is money, aesthetics. I could be married to that. I could have the man of your dreams.
I'm telling a therapist this, and they don't even know what to say to me.
I could be married to that. I could have the man of your dreams, girlfriend.
I could have the man of your dreams.
Because he's the man of your dreams. He's not the man of mine, because I know the reality of what comes along with that. And I'm not going to be somebody's wife just to say I have a husband and I'm crying at night because I'm not being fed spiritually.
Absolutely.
Or I'm crying at night because my husband might be doing something that he shouldn't be doing. But I signed up for it, because if I decide to marry a person as who they are, I got to put on my big girl pants and said, that's the deal I made. And I'm not going to make that deal just to appease the world. I'm never going to get married for a business plan, because everyone's like, if I was a gimmick, like the reason I'm successful is because I'm not a gimmick. I really have a passion of connecting people. You know, I sit on a side where I talk to people like Lateris, who, you know, we put you on a pedestal, and everybody should be put on a pedestal, but maybe.
What? What are you talking about?
And everybody should be put on a pedestal, but maybe somebody that's not as educated or as successful or knows the Bible as well. I ain't going to never. Now, don't ever challenge them. The Bible child, you not going to win. So so I ain't even going to do that. But with a person, I know the world is very different.
Can you imagine taking her to like a dinner party and she's trying to steal the moment and steal the show the whole time you're there? And she got to be the center of attention. Constantly over talking people and shit, just being loud, like, no, no. Yeah, Kendra just need to stay alone. I think she'll be happier alone. She wouldn't take well to the restraints of being in a relationship with a disciplined, structured man of respect.
Open-minded to it, but if it doesn't happen, it's okay. Like, no love lost.
Your mom passed away what year, March 29th?
My mother passed away 2012. So what are we, 2025? So it's 13 years.
13 years.
And it really changed me, because I remember I have an uncle, and I was really gone. Like, when my mother died, and I'm not even like, if you ever lost someone that you love so much, you know, only thing I will say, God was so gracious that me and my sisters got to be around her when she took her last breath. So I got to see, like, oh, this is what we really are, spirit and a body. Like, we're really not body. We're really spirit and a body. Because I watch, you know, if you ever watch death, you know, it's
a
long
transition.
Yeah, it's a long breath. It's like one, it's like two long breaths, and then it's like one long breath, and then
release of the spirit.
It's a release of the spirit. So watching that, it was like, wow. And my mother is like she was my girl. That was my favorite human. I don't think I've ever loved a person as much as I loved my mother. And I don't want to get teary-eyed.
No, you good.
But it just taught me, it's everything of who I am, because I think people are like, Kendra, you live this loud life. It's like, yeah, because I know one day it's not going to be here. You know, I really do live, I try to anyways, like today is my last. So if I have to go to Jesus this weekend, I'm empty. And when you look back on the reel, you'll be like, she had a good time that weekend.
Were you on the spectrum when it comes to marriage?
Oh my God, if I say, here I'm saying, like, I'd be great. He's like, see, less. And as time has progressed, I mean, that me living was a poor promise. You don't even understand. So I say this to say, I'm not going to waste a day in sorrow because I'm not married, because I'm not a mother. Today might be my last day. I'd like to say this, we don't guarantee. So every woman, this is my teacher, I have this right here.
Live a whole life. Oh my God. I'll fight for my life.
Woes with big personalities like this, and woes who just be doing the most all the time, loud, kind of obnoxious, just a lot of energy, just always doing the most. They're not really compatible for relationships, but here's the thing. Kendra can afford to never get into a relationship. Like, financially, she can afford to do it, but most woes can't. Like, that's the downside. Like, the majority of woes like this in America, they're going to really struggle the final 20, 30 years of their life. Like, really. It's really going to be a sad thing. See, Kendra is always speaking from the perspective of not caring if she finds a mate, you know, as far as the romantic, happy, joy side of it. But what about the practical side? Yeah, see, that's what most woes really do have to consider. The practical side of not having a mate. Somebody's going to have to pick up the slack. Relative, somebody.
Remember that?
And this is why you can't wait till your wedding day to have a good time. You got to have a good time right now, because right now is the only time that's promised.
AKA, I know I'm never getting married, and I know I'm probably never going to be in a 10-year relationship. So I'm going to explain to the audience why I'm still going to be happy, still love my life regardless. And you should. I don't wish anything ill on Kendra. I don't want her to be miserable if she never find a man. Like I said, I think she will be happier without a man. I really do. She can date. She can keep dating for the rest of her life. A relationship isn't for her. I mean, it's been over for Kendra. She cheated on her college boyfriend and got pregnant with the guy she cheated with. I mean, it's been over for her. She's been ruined far as a long-lasting, healthy relationship. It's not something that just recently happened this past, 20 years. She was doomed to failure in the dating market before she graduated college based on the horrible decisions she made. Young woes have a very short period where they can either go on the right track or the wrong track. And usually, once they go on the wrong track, it's over for life. Even if they go on the wrong track starting at 13, it's over for life usually. Not all the time, but most of the time.
God, you're sick.
Well, I will just say, as in my personal life, the overall blanket is, I'm enjoying myself. Like, exactly. You know, I'm a single woman. I'm dating.
And you date.
I date.
You got anybody you interested in?
No.
So when you
can I tell you this? And this is the truth.
She said no.
I attract a lot of goofies.
That does not surprise me.
Why do you think you attract a lot of goofies, Kendra? Because you're a goofy.
Show you how your wig can become your purse. Okay, first things first, you cannot leave your home without your ID. Okay, you just can't do it. Bam, we got an ID. Okay, now you cannot leave your place without some money. My daddy taught me that. All right, okay, we got my credit cards and some cash. Now I'm a black girl. I don't leave my house without Vaseline, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I always got my Vaseline with me. Okay.
If I got more balls than you, that's really a diss to you, not a diss to me.
I attract a lot of clout chasers. The thing is, you really got to know me to know me. And all men, the one thing, like, I don't attract broke men. Like, they all are successful in some way, right? But to me, like, they show up, like, very, like, and I guess I'm loud, too. Like, I like to look nice, but I'm so much deeper, right?
Nobody knows why liars lie.
A lot of men feel like they're the prize, so, you know, that turns me off immediately. I've never seen a relationship dynamic work when the guy was the prize, and, like, I've never seen it. Like, every relationship I saw work.
I just hate all that terminology about prizes and stuff.
Yeah, but just, like, if you feel like going in, this woman is lucky to have you, what happens is whatever you give her, you feel like you're giving her a gift because she's lucky to even get that gift. I've dated men like that. They're like, at least I'm your boyfriend. What? Boy, are you kidding me?
That's a hard nigga.
I run shit. You just live it.
I'm a boss.
I'm not with that. It's never nothing no more. Like, I look like a boss, I feel like a boss, I taste like a boss, nigga. Max Bigger Val. Fuck out of here, man.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I look